abandoned. There's no place else.
Shh. Lock the door.
Coming, Mike. He's got to get back in there. Oh. Give him an idea. Hope you'll get this desk.
What's going on in there?
I'll come in the door. I'll get you out in 10 minutes.
Open up in there, will you?
All right, all right. Don't complain, Death Army, anyway. I'm coming. Be quiet. Don't even breathe. I'll be right here. I won't leave.
Hey!
Trying to do kick down the building?
Kind of extrusive, ain't you?
Molly!
Oh, I beg your pardon.
City desk. What's the idea of locking the door?
Well, I was interviewing her.
The desk.
What was he doing to it?
With the blinds down.
Oh, well, you call it door to stand.
You still
here?
Boy, some Halloween going on out there. They got the whole police department standing in the rear. Hello, Murphy calling. Give me the desk.
Any news?
I was never so tired in my life.
They surrounded the house, but Williams wasn't there.
No luck on Williams yet. Call you back.
Oh, what a case. Commissioner Crane?
Kroger calling. I'm out with Sheriff Hartman's deputy. Yeah, I'm in a drugstore. Well, call me back if you don't believe me.
Come on, operator. Fitzroy, 2500.
Molly, can't you flop somewhere else?
Smell. Fleur de floozy.
Makes me passionate.
Look out, you'll start bawling again.
Why don't you let her alone?
Say, when did you two get so chummy?
Told us he was interviewing her.
Are you back in the job again?
Hello, Sarge. McHugh. Anything doing?
You still here?
I'm trying to hang something on us, if you ask me.
I'm waiting for Walter. I'll have to send a guy over with some dough.
Hey, this looks good. An old lady just phoned the detective bureau and claims Earl Williams is hiding under her piazza.
Tell her to stand up.
Oh, now, just the same, fellas, that sounds like a pretty good tip. Shall we go out after?
Oh. Yeah.
Say, I'll cover this end for you.
Don't let's do any more going out.
Who pulled the shades down?
Molly likes it that way.
Hey, I got a hunch Williams ain't any place they've been looking for him. He might be right here in this building.
Sure, hanging around like a duck in a shooting gallery, I suppose. Right, guys?
Now, there's the skylight he got out of. But how could he get from there to the ground?
I'm pretending there ain't no Earl Williams.
Look, he could have jumped over to this roof. That's only about 4 feet.
Yeah, once he got on this roof, he could slide down the rain pipe and come in any of the windows on this side.
Well, if the story's going to walk right in the window.
Well, the mastermind's at work. Why don't all you guys go home? Williams will probably call on you.
Well, there must be something in what Ed says. Or they'd certainly have nabbed Williams by now. The whole city's inside out looking for him.
Well, if he came in this building, it's a cinch he's still here. There hasn't been a chance for a flea to get through those cops downstairs. Unless it's one that fell off of the sheriff. What's happened?
Oh, you still here, Johnson? I thought you were going to New York. Is this the only place you can find to sit in? This chair and this desk are my property, and I'm not going to have anybody use them. Anybody.
What are you looking for, Roy?
I forgot my aspirin.
Oh, you don't want to use aspirin. It's bad for your heart.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You know, I felt little palpitations around here.
Get some tonsilline.
Tonsilline?
Yep.
Never heard of it. Is it any good?
Oh, it's great. It broke up my cold in 5 minutes.
5 minutes? 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
What's the name?
Tonsilline. T for taffy, O for ox, and N for nuts. Get the tonsilline.
I know how to spell it. Any drugstore?
Any drugstore.
I'll get me some. That drinking cup.
Water get here.
With my dough.
Hey, speaking about dough, there's a 10 grand reward for this guy, Williams. Let's get the cops and search the building. What do you say?
Wouldn't it be funny if we found him right here in the building?
Well, supposing he is here in the building. The cops will grab the reward. We wouldn't get a smell.
That's right.
I'll tell you, we'll all grab a floor. Whoever gets him, we'll split the reward.
I'll stay here.
I don't know about that. Getting my sunset blown off.
Well, what else is it good for? Besides, he can't hurt anybody.
Oh, come on, Mac.
Well.
Hello, Mother.
Don't you mother me. If you've got anything to say for yourself after keeping us at that station all this time, you come downstairs and say it to Peggy.
Tell Peggy I'll be there in 5 minutes.
No, sir. I don't move out of here without you.
And I already told Peggy.
Oh,
that...
I know. Something of gibberish about a murderer.
No, I...
I don't care if you did catch him. You come with me this minute.
I knew something stunk around here.
Who says he caught him?
What do you mean he caught a murderer?
I don't know what she's talking about. I didn't say anything of the kind.
Yes, you did. Never told her that.
No, I said I was trying to save him. You see, Mother, you got it all balled up.
What do you know about it? How do you know he did it?
Let's go!
Hilly and she were here together.
Yeah. She's the one that knows.
What do you mean?
Saoirse Le Pen.
Where's Earl Williams?
How should I know?
Where is he? We hold another. Come clean before we knock it out of you.
Talking to me.
Who are you trying to cross?
Wait, you stool pigeons. He doesn't know where Williams is. I'm the one that knows.
What do you mean you know?
Go find out, you heels. You don't think I'm going to tell?
We'll make you.
Let her alone. She's goofy.
She ain't too goofy to know where Williams is.
Look out! Oh,
no, no, you're not getting out of here.
Now or is it?
Where are you hiding?
I ain't gonna squeal. I ain't gonna.
You gotta tell her. We'll shake it out of you.
Wanna have us call the cops and give you the boots?
Come on, wooden shoe. Slap it out of her. Where is he? Before I hurt you.
Don't you come near me, you kidney butt. Keep away. Keep away from me. I'll knock your heads off.
Put down that chair.
Get her out. Get on the side of her.
No, you don't. You'll never get it out of me. I'll never tell. Never.
Grab her.
Wouldn't you? Come on, fellas.
What is it? Oh, gee, the poor kid. What happened? Fell out of window. He's breathing. Give her air.
Swaller, did you see that?
Yes, where is he?
She jumped out the window.
I know. Where is he, I said?
Anyway, she ain't dead.
Come to, Hildy. Where do you got Williams?
Huh? He's in the desk. Oh, the poor kid.
Let me out. I can't stand it.
Keep quiet.
Doing something wrong. What's in there?
Louis, take this lady over to Polak Mike's and lock her up. And see that she doesn't talk to anyone on the way.
Watch that, watch that.
Take her out the back way. Tell Mike it's a case of delirium tremens.
Listen, Walter, this will get me in a terrible jam.
Oh, sure, anything you say, boss.
Now, don't worry, Mother. This is only temporary.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going to get my girl.
Your girl? What are you, some puling college boy? Why, in time of war, you could be shot for what you're doing for less.
Screw, there's your story. Smear all over the front page. Earl Williams caught by the Morning Post and take all the credit. I covered your story and I covered it right. Now I'm getting out of here.
Why, you drooling saphead, what do you mean a story? You've got the whole city by the seat of the pants.
I know, but...
You know, you've got the brain of a pancake. Listen, Hildy, if I didn't have your interest at heart, would I be wasting time arguing with you now? You've done something big. You stepped into a new class.
What?
Why, we'll make such monkeys out of those war dealers that nobody will vote for them, not even their wives.
Expose them, huh?
Crucify them. We're going to keep Williams undercover till morning so the Post can break the story exclusive. Then we'll let the governor and the captain share the glory with him.
I see, I see.
Kicked over the whole city hall like an apple cart. You got the mayor and Hartman backed against the wall. You put one administration out and another one in. Well, this isn't a newspaper story, it's a career. And you stand there belly-egging about some girl.
Well, yeah, I wasn't thinking about it that way, I guess. We be the white-haired boys, don't we?
Why, they be naming streets after you. Johnson Street. You and I and the governor are going to run this town.
I know, we can't keep Williams here. One of the fellows...
I'm going to take him over to my private office, which is our phone.
That one, how are you going to take him? They'll see him.
Not if he's inside the desk and carry it over.
Can't do that. A swarm with cops outside.
We'll lower out of the window with pulleys. Hildy.
What?
Snap into it. Grab that machine and start running.
How much do you want it?
All the words you got.
Where's the paper?
Give me nothing. Hello.
Can I call the mayor and I'm going to pay?
Call him a left child if you want. Dummy.
How about the time he had his house painted by the fireman?
Give him the works. Hello, Duffy. Get set. We've got the biggest story in the world. Earl Williams caught for the Post exclusive. Send word down to Butch McGirt. I want 10 huskies to lamb right over here. Press room, criminal court building. Butch will get that desk out. Nothing's ever stopped those boys.
Well, they start shooting.
Fine. Now listen, Duffy. I want you to tear out the whole front page. That's what I said. The whole front page. Out. Johnson's running the lead.
Hildy.
What the devil do you want?
Hildy.
Stick to Chinese earthquake. Miss, you can't come in here. Wait a minute, Duffy. Now look here, little girl.
You're doing this to him. He was going and you stopped him.
Now listen, dear. Something terrific has happened. I was going to tell you, but I couldn't.
You'll tell her nothing. She's a woman, you fool.
I'm not going to let you do it.
Holy jumping.
Darling, this is the biggest chance of my life.
Keep quiet.
You don't want to marry me, that's all.
That isn't true. Just because you won't listen to me, you say I don't love you. When you know I'd cut off my hands for you, I'd do anything in the world for you, anything.
Jump the League of Nations. Spike it.
You never intended to be decent and live like a human being. You were lying all the time.
Well, all right there, that's what you think.
Jay Sebastian's jumping, I'm trying to concentrate.
Oh, I see what you are now. Just a bum, like him.
Sure, that's what I am.
No, leave the rooster story alone. That's human interest.
You're just a heartless, selfish animal without any feelings. It's all your fault.
Shut up, will you? Let me talk to Butch.
Sure, that's what I am, a bum without any feelings, and that's all I ever want to be.
Then get hold of Butch as fast as you can.
You never did love me. Or you couldn't talk to me that way.
You want me, you'll have to take me as I am instead of trying to make a floozy out of me. I'm no stuffed shirt writing peanut ads. I'm a newspaper man.
Here come Kid Fat. Get back in there, you mock turtle.